6. Adjusters as pure spirits. As thought adjusters are encountered in creature experience, they disclose the presence and leading of a spirit influence. The adjuster is indeed a spirit, pure spirit, but spirit plus. We have never been able satisfactorily to classify mystery monitors. All that can certainly be said of them is that they are truly godlike. The adjuster is man's eternity possibility. Man is the adjuster's personality possibility. Your individual adjusters work to spiritize you in the hope of eternalizing your temporal identity. The adjusters are saturated with the beautiful and self-bestowing love of the Father of Spirits. They truly and divinely love you. They are the prisoners of hope confined within the minds of men. They long for the divinity attainment of your mortal minds, that their loneliness may end, that they may be delivered with you from the limitations of material investiture and the habiliments of time. Your path to paradise is the path of spirit attainment, and the adjuster nature will faithfully unfold the revelation of the spiritual nature of the Universal Father. Beyond the paradise ascent, and in the post-finaliter stages of the eternal career, the adjuster may possibly contact with a one-time human partner in other than spirit ministry. But the paradise ascent and the finaliter career are the partnership between the God-knowing, spiritualizing mortal and the spiritual ministry of the God-revealing adjuster. We know that thought adjusters are spirits, pure spirits, presumably absolute spirits. But the adjuster must also be something more than exclusive spirit reality. In addition to conjectured mindedness, factors of pure energy are also present. If you will remember that God is the source of pure energy and of pure spirit, it will not be so difficult to perceive that his fragments would be both. It is a fact that the adjusters traverse space over the instantaneous and universal gravity circuits of the Paradise Isle. That the mystery monitors are thus associated with the material circuits of the universe of universes is indeed puzzling, but it remains a fact that they flash throughout the entire grand universe over the material gravity circuits. It is entirely possible that they may even penetrate the outer space levels. They certainly could follow the gravity presence of paradise into these regions, and though my order of personality can traverse the mind circuits of the conjoint actor also beyond the confines of the grand universe, we have never been sure of detecting the presence of adjusters in the uncharted regions of outer space. And yet, while the adjusters utilize the material gravity circuits, they are not subject thereto, as is material creation. The adjusters are fragments of the ancestor of gravity, not the consequentials of gravity. They have segmentized on a universe level of existence which is hypothetically antecedent to gravity appearance. Thought adjusters have no relaxation from the time of their bestowal until the day of their release to start for Divinington upon the natural death of their mortal subjects. And those whose subjects do not pass through the portals of natural death do not even experience this temporary respite. Thought adjusters do not require energy intake. They are energy, energy of the highest and most divine order.